My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Shoreditch in East London. So let's get down to business. On tonight's show, we have a Pissit from O3 Network. He's going to be talking to us about the exciting project they've been working very hard on and the exciting partnerships that they've announced so far. So let's jump in to the interview. So on today's show, we have a Pissit, the co-founder of O3 Network. A Pissit, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Great. Thanks. Great. Would you be so kind to give the listeners out there a quick background to yourself?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. My name is Abhisit Tumpaki. I'm a software engineer and the co-founder of O3 Labs. I'm Thai. And I went to San Francisco in 2010, worked at a couple of companies there as a software engineer. I left San Francisco in 2015 and I've traveled a little bit. I live in Dublin, Ireland for 4 months before moving to And then I moved to Japan in 2016, founded a small company building the mobile apps and the software as a service, as well as doing the contracting work for the other companies. And I got a contract job at the peer-to-peer payment company in Tokyo to help them launch the service. And that way I met Andre. He's the other co-founder of O3 Labs.
Great. So you've been pretty busy working all around the world.
Yeah, kind of. Right.
Awesome. Would you be so kind to give us an overview of O3 Network's ecosystem?
Oh, yeah, sure. We build O3 wallet apps. It's available on both iOS and Android. Yeah, it's a full-featured wallet app on your blockchain. You can send, you can store, and then you can claim gas. So the O3 wallet is our first product. We primarily focus on the design, user experience, and its simplicity. So we're building a mobile gateway as for the new blockchain. Because we want to provide global access for the smart economy. Because I personally believe that the future is mobile. And there's another thing that we are working on, and that include the infrastructure for the new blockchain. And all of those things can boil down to like, how can we drive the adoption? How can we make the new blockchain better? How can we make our user lives easier? Make it easier for the businesses to adopt the blockchain, to see the value of the blockchain. And that's what we are up to.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's fair to say you're quite passionate about the space.
Yeah.
Cool. And what excites you most about the space and the potential within it?
I would say I'm actually very new to this space. I remember Andre introduced me to one of the blockchain projects back in June last year, I believe. And I knew nothing about technology back then. And I always hear things like decentralized this, decentralized that, blockchain gonna solve this one, blockchain gonna like be the biggest things like in the next decade, for example, right? So like so I start to learn more about it. And I remember my first reaction when I have my first dApp running in my browser, and then I was like, wow, this is genius with the like this technology, right? So like from the developer perspective, the technology blew my mind. And then I went down the rabbit hole from there. So what excites me the most about this space is the combination between the technology and the economy around it. Like the thing that we've been hearing a lot lately, right? So the token economy. So the business can have its own economy around it, product. And yeah, it's like, and I believe the potential in it is how can we use this blockchain technology to help distribute the future to the average user.
Right.
I said by the average users, I mean like those users who don't have access to computer, right? So their first computer is a smartphone. And then how can we use that to improve or even remove the inefficiency of the intermediaries? So yeah, it's like that's a core be the chain you want to see in the world, right? And I think this is the exciting time for the chain. And everyone can take action on the things that they want to chain with the technology. Yeah, that's what excites me the most.
Awesome. And how has the community responded to your project thus far, would you say?
It's been very positive so far. Yeah, people send us email, tweet at us how they like our app. And yeah, we have like some user using our app from day one, still using it. And most importantly, our support system. We provide a support channel via email, right? So we receive a lot of feedback, suggestion, and questions. Like, and that help us learn a lot more about our user behavior and user expectation, right? So, and that will help us improve our product. And yeah, of course, like there are some challenges that we need to overcome. Most people are still learning, and yeah, we want to do it right.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what involvement have the NEO Council had in helping develop the mobile wallet, and how important has their sponsorship been for you?
Yeah, beside the funding, NEO Council has been a great, great support in many ways. Yeah, we're constantly getting connection from the NEO team. And of course, like being listed on the official NEO website helps us with the exposure, right? And of course, trust. And that's a very important thing when you build a mobile wallet. And we also have access to the NEO technical team. We ask some technical questions sometimes directly to the NEO team. And speaking of the sponsorship, yes, it's been very important. It allows us to focus more on building great product without having to think much about the monetization, right? It's like, how can we make money, basically? However, it's like we are starting to work on that part, and hopefully we can make the product be able to sustain the sale from now. Yeah.
Of course. And what have been the challenges of developing a mobile wallet for NEO? Is there anything you've come across that you didn't foresee? Or how's that journey been?
Beside the technical challenges that when we first started, I would say to understand the user behavior, and that probably one thing that we not really foresee, and like trying to educate them. Right, it's because we are building the product for the average internet user, and that could be, you know, it's like the newcomer to the space. Like some of these people have no idea what blockchain is, what is the private key, and yeah. all of them want to know is like when they put the money in, like when they open the app, like where's my money, basically. Like there's a story. So like for example, like when you use the app when the internet is slow, right? So like the data is still loading, and the balance of your NEO or gas or the token is still showing zero. Then user was like immediately email us with a question like, where's my money? 10 exclamation marks. Like, did you take them? Did I just get hacked? 15 exclamation marks. So like they obviously angry, right? Yeah. So with those questions, yeah, we actually start to get what it means to make the user experience better. So yeah, then we add the ability to do the offline browsing. So it's always shown your latest balance. And then the support email we received dropped significantly from there. So like those kind of small things that we learned along the way to help us keep improving the user experience, help us keep improving our product.
Great, that's good to hear. Yeah.
Thanks.
Could you please speak about some of the partnerships you guys have announced thus far?
We haven't actually made or announced much about the partnership because we don't want it to be like announcement of the announcement, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's like one major partnership that we made when we were in Taipei with this guy called New Econo Lab, or NEL. So NEL is a Chinese developer group. They work on improving the NEO ecosystem. They build the tools, they build the frameworks, and the other thing. They have very deep technical knowledge about the NEO blockchain. And one of the founders from NEL is from the company called OnChain. I'm not sure if you know it. It's the other for-profit company from the Hongfei, right? So, and then most of that team member were the developers of the NEO blockchain. And our first collaboration is going to be the NEO naming service, or the NNS. Say, this will allow you to create an alias for your new address, right? So like the same thing that Ethereum has, .eth, basically. So let's say if you want to send, me one NEO right now, right? So you would need to ask me like, what is my NEO address? And then you would have to like copy from the messaging app or like paste into the send field, right? So with the NNS, I would say, oh, my address is apsit.neo, and then you would have to just like type that in into the tool field, and then here we go, you're sending me the NEO, right? So and yeah, that will make it a lot more convenient for our user to transfer the funds, to transfer the token, right? And that definitely improved the usability of the NEO blockchain. And of course, like we're looking forward to have more partnership like this in the future. that what the recent partnership is.
Absolutely. And can you talk about some of the upcoming developments within O3 Network, something that excites you?
Oh, yeah, sure. So besides this Neo naming service, we want to have more dApp on our platform, right? And like I mentioned, we are focusing heavily on the user experience. We have one very experienced designer coming on board now, and he's from the payment and e-commerce industry. Right now, he's helping us with the proper user research in this blockchain space, in this cryptocurrency space, trying to come up with the the gold standard of the design for this one. And then he will oversee all this design of our products. And I think in the coming month, we're probably going to be very busy with that and trying to push out the new version. And the other thing that's going to improve the usability of Neo blockchain as a whole. Yeah, that what we're going to be doing in the coming months.
Big developments coming up then.
yeah, it is.
I love to hear that. And is there anything you want to share exclusively of the SVK crypto listeners out there?
Right, yeah. It's like I wish I have something to share exclusively, but unfortunately I don't. One thing, like perhaps I can answer the question that we've been asked a lot recently. So the question is, when ICO? That, like, the question we've been getting a lot lately, and the answer is we are not going to have any ICO anytime soon. So until we find the right model that can fit what we think it should be, maybe that time, but right. Not right. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the best way for people to connect with you guys? How can they show their support from a community perspective?
Right, yeah, you can send us email or at hello@o3.network or check our website o3.network and maybe go follow us on Twitter o3_labs or post on Reddit about the O3. We reply every question, every answer, from there.
Great. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you making it on the show. We know you're super busy and we look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah, have a great day. Thanks.
I want to say a big thank you to Epicit for making it on the show today. We really appreciate you making the effort. And I also want to say a big thank you to you, the listener, for listening in today. Remember, as always, to tweet us at @SVK_crypto to stay on top of all interviews that we are upcoming, to stay on top of all podcast episodes and all things related to crypto and the SVK crypto podcast. Also remember to join our ever-growing Telegram community, SVK crowd, one word. Sign up and talk to the SVK crypto crowd in London. So have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back soon. That's a wrap.